Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald.
Just like fire, be above.
Come on and get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Talking
about the Holy Ghost fire. Come on.
My God, my God, go ahead and clap those holy hands. Clap them, clap them, clap them like you love the Lord. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honor the true and only living creator God. There is no other God. There is only one creator God. He's revealed himself in the Bible and through the lives of many, many, many men and women whose lives have been transformed by the introduction of God's anointed word and Holy Spirit God himself. We are the people of God. Now, right now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, magnificent God, our Father. Hallelujah goes right there. And then words can never fully express our gratitude for his precious and beautiful son. He is our Prince of Peace. Yes, our wonderful Messiah, Savior, and Redeemer. Introducing Jesus the Christ. If you don't know, now you know. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, and unapologetically declared to be the only Savior. He is the only Redeemer. He is the only acceptable Lamb of God. I promise you, he's the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful, beautiful gift of eternal life. He is our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. But by the grace of God, we are living it to the fullest. Thank you, Jesus. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your sanctified supplement from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 65, verse 24a, where our Almighty God speaks of his deep loving concern and compassion for his children, so much so that his heart is so tender to those of us whom he has set his divine love and affection on, that even when the thoughts are in our minds, and even before the words are fully expressed from our lips, our precious Father God has already created our remedy and solution while we yet pray. Thank you, God. That's a demonstration of agape love from the Father of love itself, our God. And we are to emulate this very same agape love wherever and whenever we have the opportunity. We're going to be talking about call and answer throughout this broadcast later on in the program. But right now, I have a great man of God from the motherland country over in Nigeria, Africa. He is here with us today. He is Apostle Isaac Olanehi. I had the pleasure of meeting this God-anointed young man at the 2023 Music Love Awards. Him and his anointed, beautiful wife, woman of God, Carolyn Penn Olanehi, who, by the way, won Podcast of the Year for the 2023 Music Love Awards. And I still congratulate her on that award. So significant, so blessed to have a couple that are on fire. On fire! Y'all know how I feel about that fire. For the Lord, our God. But this young man here, he's going to share with us, he has an upcoming event right here in Arkansas. I am looking forward to that. Man of God is going to be blessed with so much anointed word of God in this prophetic deliverance healing ministry that's going to be on October the 6th right here, 2023. And we're going to be giving you information about that upcoming event because we want you to be there, as well as see man of God Ryan Canole talking about a gospel musician and testimonial man of God. These men of God are coming to Arkansas to bless us with so much anointing, so much spiritual power. We are just getting a preview with this man of God. He's here with us today. And I just want you all to know we are in for a wonderful time in the Lord right here, as usual, on this fire gospel experience. Y'all already know how I do. So why don't you go ahead and call a family member? Why don't you go ahead and call a friend, a coworker? Anybody that's in your spirit right now, I don't care who it is. It could be a neighbor. It could be one of your long-lost cousins or high school friends you ain't seen in a while. You just bumped into him last week, got his number. Tell him Ron E. Jefferson is back on the Internet to give God his just be praise, to give God his honor, his glory right here, right now, and every day of our lives. We thank you, Holy Spirit, God, for keeping us, for restoring us, for setting our feet on that firm foundation, which is our Lord Jesus the Christ, and setting the Internet as well as the radio airwaves on sanctified Holy Ghost fire, fire, fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kim Burrell.
Oh, yes? I feel touched.
Renee?
Uh-huh.
Let's let the world know. It's time to get what you've been waiting for.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, you and you. It's about to happen. Listen. Been waiting on your blessing. Been waiting on your miracle. You've been waiting on your healing. Been waiting on your season. Yeah!
Jesus, that's how we do on this Fire Gospel Experience. We don't have no time to try to put on no show. We coming in hot, I mean, giving God his just to praise, just like he deserves it. He is worthy. Sounds of woman of God, Kim Burrell, backed up by the anointed woman of God, Renee Spearman. With a combination like that, you just can't go wrong. And I promise you, they going to show you how to tap into it. My God, my God. Thank you, Jesus, for showing us how to tap into your Holy Ghost power. My special guest is here, and I'm just so excited. I don't know what to do with myself, because I think sometimes we have a tendency to have a short lookout on this worldwide religion that we know as Christianity, because it's not just a religion. It's a way of life. It is the eternal way of life that we have in God. See, when you come into the knowledge of who God is, God will help you find the knowledge of who you are, because he is the one. God Almighty is the one that created each and every person in this world throughout human history, whether they want to believe it or not. We're going to believe it for them, and we are going to share testimonies about our amazing God, how he has transformed our lives, made us brand new. And that means all across this globe, this world, this earth that God has created. Yes, the Garden of Eden, if you don't know, started in the motherland, which is Africa. That's why that country is so rich in minerals. That's why that country is so rich in animal life. That's why that country is so alive and so rich in human life. Amen. That's where God started. And this man of God, Apostle Isaac Olenehi, is going to share with us his journey as a man from the mother country of Nigeria, Africa, and how it has affected his life. And he's going to share with us some perspectives on how Christianity may be somewhat different in certain aspects to help us come to a total understanding of the powerful impact of Christianity across this world. And he's going to encourage you and I on how we can grow closer to God as a man of God, as an apostle. And he's going to tell you about it far better than I can. So without any further ado, man of God, Apostle Isaac Olenehi, come on to the room and join us, introducing the song and presenting to everyone else, my special guest, Apostle Isaac Olenehi, on this Fire Gospel Experience. Yes, yes, indeed.
Hallelujah.
Come on in the room.
Hallelujah.
Come
hallelujah.
On in the room.
Hallelujah.
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 God is worthy, man of God.
Amen.
God
amen.
It's
a pleasure. Yes, man of God, I want to say thank you to you for this wonderful privilege. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you,
as a matter of fact, I'm not taking it for granted. Thank you so much. Because
it's
a platform to reach people and to share the goodness of Christ with them.
Amen. Listen, man,
I am Isaac.
What I want you to do first, I want you to make yourself at home right here, sir. I want you to share as Holy Spirit God puts it into your heart. I don't want you to hold nothing back. Just every now and then take a breath and pause and let me jump in every now and then and contribute my little 2 cents, my little spiritual contribution. And then I want you to let Holy Spirit God lead and guide you throughout whatever it is that's in your spirit to share. Go ahead and share with us, man of God, Isaac Olenehi, your humble beginnings. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, can you take us back to that time in your life and share with us what that was like for you?
Okay, praise God, praise God. My name is Isaac Tokumbayo Dele Olanihi. I came from the southwestern part of Nigeria. Precisely the Yoruba people. I was born into a royal house, and it's a mixed house, a house where some are into Islam, some are into traditional worshiping, and one of our fathers then happens to be a Christian, but in the Anglican Communion. And even being an Anglican Communion member, he still belonged to some confraternity, they call it, you know. So growing up, we were not really shown the way of Christianity growing up. But
yes,
along the line in school, a lot of missionaries are coming, you know, speaking the word of God, and then we're just taking it for what it is, that no, these guys are just coming to just, you know, be part of our daily living, not anything special.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, not anything special. They're just coming to be part of our daily lives, coming to the school, encouraging us, you know, just like that, just like that. And then we're just enjoying it. Until, I think I was still in the secondary school, and brethren would begin to come around me, trying to tell me to give my life to Christ. And I would begin to, like, you know, try to dodge them. But in front of the house, I parked back, you know. And, you know, it was really very interesting. I would say, no, these people that are... But I see them as people that are just coming to disturb my peace, right? And so, I'm part of this thing that you guys are doing right there. So until this first day, I was invited for the Deep Life Christian Ministry. Again, God's word in a changing world. That was the message that after listening to it that night, the moment he asked who was to give his life to Christ, then I did not even know whether somebody is by my side or not. I walked out there, you know, weeping, and because from the word of God, I was able to see my wretched, you know, wretchedness of my life. Not that I was living badly, so to say, but it was just a life of morality, right?
You were so
disciplined from home. It wasn't that you were not going to club. I was not doing any of all those things. No. As a matter of fact, no girlfriend, no boyfriend, nothing of those nature. Mm-hmm. So I thought, that was why I thought that those brethren that are talking about being born again, that they're just disturbing my life.
Okay, I got you. Yes, sir.
I just felt that it's just about being morally right. Until... the word of God made me to understand that my righteousness, my morality is nothing but a filthy rag. The life in Christ goes beyond you being taught how to do X, Y, Z. It's a life that has been given to us by grace. Yeah.
And and that night, I saw that now it's not just about, you know, this XYZ faith. It's about
yes.
Christ. That was that was the day that I say, I am now born again. That was
go.
The day I joined them to sing the song. The things I used to
yes,
do,
sir.
I do them no more.
Come.
There is a great change
yes,
since I'm born again.
Great
change since I'm
great
born
change.
Again. Great
yes,
change since I'm born again. There is a great
yes,
change since I'm born
great
again.
Change.
There is a great change since I'm born again. Now,
yes,
after
sir.
Being born again then, I now discover that one can live right without stress.
Yes, sir. Come on.
It just flows from your inside. It's not based on the knowledge or the consciousness of anybody, of anything, but it flows freely.
Mm.
It now becomes like, oh my goodness. So you mean I don't need just anybody to tell me X, Y, Z. I don't need to conscious of this or that. Now I'm just, you know, flowing with the grace and the Spirit of God like that. That is how I started, you know, the
Amen.
Journey of
Amen.
Christianity.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you, Pastor Olenehi. I'm going to tell you, Pastor Olenehi, what you just said in terms of thinking that I'm living a good moral life is the thought of probably predominantly everyone, whether they accept Jesus Christ or not, thinking that as long as I have my own level of understanding of what good is, that I should be acceptable to God. But that is not the case, because we cannot come to God on our terms, like a lot of us think. And morality is coming to God on our terms, on our thought. But the prophet Isaiah said that his ways are far beyond our ways, and his thoughts are far beyond our thoughts. So I'm glad that you shared that, because what I'm looking for, man of God, are the common threads that exist for Christians in America, and the common threads that exist over in the motherland, Africa, because we are all human beings in the sight of God with the same faults, with the same shortcomings, with the same propensities to sin. So we must come to God on his terms, which means humbly and with a mind to surrender to God's will. Thank you for sharing that, because that's so true for everyone.
Amen. So then, you know, you begin to like, leave. Then you were thinking that the life you are living in your own terms, just as you said. All right?
Yeah.
That the moment
yeah.
I am not doing X, Y, Z, and I'm doing X, Y, Z, I qualify for X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, but the moment I gave my life to Christ, I now discover that no man can get anything unless God give it to you.
That's right, sir.
And with that, I started serving in the church. I was not serving with the intent of becoming a pastor.
Okay, I got you.
I was just serving in the choir and serving in the usher.
I heard you singing.
Thank God. Hello, sir. So I served in the choir, I served in the usher, in the then Methodist church. I started from the Methodist church. So serving in the Methodist church before my grandmother brought me to the Anglican Communion, and I continued also in the Anglican Communion. But then I now observe a unique thing, that the people that we are serving together in the choir, they were looking at me differently than how they used to look at me before.
Okay.
Because now the grace of God has taken over.
Hallelujah.
Right? Now,
yes,
the way I pray has changed. My perception of scripture has changed.
Mm-hmm.
My perception of life has changed. Now,
Amen.
What I used to lay emphasis upon on the affairs of life has changed. I
yes,
don't know
Lord.
How they changed, but I just discovered mm. that they've changed.
Yes, sir.
Now,
mm-hmm.
the battle now started proper for me. The time they started prophesying to me of the calling of God. That is when
mm-hmm.
the battle of life now really started.
Come on now, talk about it.
That, because as an heir to the throne, it was expected that
yeah.
after a certain period in life, you should come and, you know, take the throne and rule as a king over the people.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes.
If
yes.
you being a Christian, if you being a Christian, you can still be, you
mm-hmm.
know, allowed to be, because it is assumed that, you know, when you want to become a king, you can just still be a Christian and do the needful. But now that you want to become
yeah.
a pastor, you want to become a priest,
mm-mm.
and becoming
mm-mm.
a priest is unacceptable to the ancestor.
Mm.
Because
wow.
you must be under the chief priest of the house, of the town, of the city, of the throne.
Okay.
So then the battle line came. Things became so real tough. And from there, the Lord used that to move me into the level of learning spiritual warfare.
Amen. Amen.
Even though I was born again then, spiritual warfare, as in the way we really handle things spiritually, you know,
mm-hmm.
in terms of
mm-hmm.
battle, I don't have that knowledge. I don't have that understanding until this time. When this time came, oh, there are many things that transpired that, oh, I can't begin to share them here. Some of them are scary.
Yes.
Because
yes.
there are things that when you hear them, you think that maybe they are like, you know, are fiction, that they never happened.
Yes.
How can things like this happen to people? But my
mm-hmm.
brother, spiritual battles are real.
They are real, sir. Yes,
spiritual
sir.
Battles are real.
Mm-hmm.
At times when I see
mm-hmm.
people around and they say they are fighting spiritual battles, at times I smile. I say, no, the level mm-hmm. you are now, you're not even getting there yet. When you see certain things
Come
happening,
on.
You will know, and you will know that, yes, indeed, there is spiritual
yes,
battle
yes.
going on.
Amen.
So
yes.
God really
yes,
helped me. With some great men of God that, you know, he connected me to at that time in the intercessors for Nigeria, intercessors for Africa, you know, people like, you know, Brother Steve Okitika, people like Barrister Emeka Onwakpa. There are strong men in this, you know, intercession, this prophetic warfare that God led
mm.
me to, and their life really
mm-hmm.
helped me. People like Dr. Moses Arashiola, you know, coming to the mountain every now and then, fasting, praying, you know, doing prophetic, you know, work around the city, in the field. A lot of things being done before we are able to get some liberation.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Mm.
And
okay.
finally,
mm.
I surrendered to be a pastor.
Uh-oh.
The first
Come
place
on.
I served was a church called The Way of Salvation.
Yes.
I served in The Way of Salvation, and I moved to the Deeper Life Bible Church before I was now fully ordained in the Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
After going through their training. But on the
yes,
secular
sir.
Side, I, you know, I'm a trained engineer. I read engineering
mm-hmm.
and master's in business administration. And my PhD is in organizational leadership and counseling. But all this to me now means nothing. What concerns
yes,
me
on.
Now is the kingdom. Is the
Amen.
Kingdom. And by the grace of God, God now, after serving the Baptist for some time, precisely I stopped being a Baptist pastor in 1998.
Okay.
Right? So from that 98, yes, God used me to start a mission that is called Faith Perfection Apostolic Ministries.
Yeah.
And God helped us. We moved from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, to about 11 churches across Nigeria, South Africa, Ghana, you know, Germany, and, you know, even as far as to Jamaica. Right?
Yes.
That's not
amazing.
Until
that's
2010
amazing.
That God now changed the whole thing and called me fully into the apostolic and the prophetic, which, by the grace of God, we are operating with right now. So basically now, I don't operate church any longer. The churches are with our pastors. There are, you know, now they are in charge of the churches. I move from church to church, evangelizing, you know, reviving cities and things like that. That is the commission now that God placed in my hand that I'm running with the organization called Global Rebirth Leadership Network. So now the Global Rebirth Leadership Network, we network with pastors, we network with ministers, you know, in different aspects of life to cause revival and do things, you know, globally. That is what God has commissioned me to do, and that is what I've been doing since 2010 by the grace of God, you know, across the nations. Yeah.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
What is coming up now in Little Rock, by the grace of God, is an extension of that work. Because when I came in, I started speaking with God, Father, what is, you know, why Little Rock? Why Arkansas? And the Lord showed me fire in Arkansas.
Fire.
But the fire, it's not coming together, all right? You see fire in different angles, and the Lord is saying that if this fire can just be enhanced together and it sweeps through this city and this state, people will know that the power of God is on this city and on this state. And I started asking God, what are we going to do? He said, fine, let's see how we can move the people together, because the Bible said the church must be united. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We must come together, you know, to ignite the city, to ignite the state with the fire of the Holy Ghost. That is why we call it Arkansas Festival of Fire.
Yes.
So it's not about Pastor Isaac. It's not about Global Rebirth. It's about Arkansas, and it's about the churches in Arkansas. It's about the families in Arkansas.
Right.
How we can bring together, you know, collectively, and bring down the power of God, the hand of God, over the city.
Yeah.
A lot of ministers are doing it, but, you know, they are doing it in patches, in batches. But we need to move together so that we can sweep through our cities and sweep through the nook and cranny of the state. That is the mission of Arkansas Festival of Fire that is coming up next month on the 6th, by the grace of God.
Amen.
So we're
believing
God already, for a great outpouring.
And you already know, man of God, Apostle Olumide, that I love that title, Festival of Fire, because if you are a child of God, you will have your fiery furnace experiences just like the three Hebrew boys, because fire purges out anything that's not needed, anything that's not pure, anything that God does not need us to have. He allows a certain amount of testing, a certain amount of trials, a certain amount of trouble, so that we will realize that, like you said, Apostle Isaac, is not about me. It's not about you. It's not about anybody else that can deliver us, that can raise us up, that can restore us, transform us, and make us brand new. Nobody but God. That's why I don't argue with people about my faith. It's not just religion. It's relationship. No one can argue the transformation that has occurred to me as a wonderful gift from God, because I surrendered to him and I offer to him the only thing that I can offer, and that is myself through my faith in him. That's all I have to give. And in response, he brings us to our purpose. He brings us to our calling. He brings us to our destiny. There's not a believer on this planet Earth, I don't care if it was way back in Old Testament times or now, that cannot look back on their life and see how every episode and every season of life played a part in God bringing us to ourselves. And that is who we are in Christ. I hide behind the cross of Christ.
You know what, man of God? I was sharing with Dr. Ron Kenoly. By the grace of God, I've known him since 1994. All right. Now, he was saying there are others, you know, ministers in music. I said, yes, sir. But I'm looking for people that we can use as a rallying point, bring the people together.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, God.
If I'm not going to speak, it doesn't really matter. What I want to see, by the grace of God, as many that God will pull together to himself and ignite the fire. I've been trying not to preach, but it's like you are pushing me there, you know. I'm telling you, I try to be firmer, you know, on the radio, but it's like, no, you are taking me, you know, you want to move me into another level now, you know. But, you know, I'm just like, how can we pull these people? Somebody that we appeal to, it doesn't matter your denomination, let's just come together. That is just the concept of it. You know, I know how much it costs to bring him to, you know, but I said, no, it's not about the money per se. I'm just looking, praying to God, how God will, you know, just rallying things together. Because whenever God wants to do something, he raises a man, right? He raises a man and puts special grace and ordination and anointing upon the person to do something special, something different. And I'm thinking of doing something different. It's not that I cannot sing. It's not that I can't just pull one or two together and say, let's just do this stuff. But no, the purpose is this city, is this state. How can we break denominational barriers, religious barriers? How can we break certain things, you know, and God helping us to do that. I know a lot of people are trying, because I have moved around to visit one or two, three people. They are really trying to be candid man of God. There are people in this city that have their hearts for God. But we need to pull all together to break out once, you know, and cause, you know, a revival in this city and in this state. That is what is so strong in my heart, you know.
I know.
Some have said, maybe you can come and serve in this church and serve in this church. I said, oh my God, I cannot serve in your church the way you expect me to serve, because what God asked me to do goes beyond a church. I can come there and do X, Y, Z thing, but I want to see how the church is. We should meet at a certain point to change things in our city, in our time. We are not just living at this time for nothing. God knows why kept us here at this time. And whether we like it or not, we have our allocated time. The Bible says it is appointed unto man. It is appointed unto man. We all have appointed time to live. If I serve in your church, there are things that God will ask me to say that you may not be able to take as a church pastor. So we don't need to quarrel over that. So if God said, revive this church, if I come there as a revivalist, after I do that, you know I'm leaving. So your church members have to take it. You also have to take it, because that is the word of God for you. All right? But
Amen.
If I'm working in
Amen.
Your place, then how will I be able to tell you? But many don't have this understanding. They thought maybe you have issues. No, no personal issues at all. This is the voice of the one speaking in the wilderness. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We must keep speaking
hallelujah.
And speaking and speaking what God asks us to say until we see it happening in our time. And I believe God strongly.
Yes, Lord.
God has
Amen.
People in this city. I am telling you, brother, God has people
he does.
This city, but some of them need to be ignited.
Amen.
Yeah, God has men and
That's
women
right.
here
right.
in this city, of Little
Amen.
Rock,
Amen.
I mean, in this state of Arkansas.
Amen. 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 In Little Rock and the surrounding areas, I'm down here in Pine Bluff, 40 miles away from Little Rock, and once that fire catches on, it's going to spread like wildfire. Under the hand and under the direction of God. Listen, man of God, I already told you, make yourself at home. I already told you, man of God, I said, whatever Holy Spirit God put in your spirit, bring it. Because I felt like your spirit was rising up, and I felt the sermon coming up out of you. I know you want to preach, and I know you can't wait, but guess what? My assignment is to contact you, anointed people of God, and to push you further into your ministry,
Amen.
Because that's my ministry. When I feel you raising up, I'm being raised up to raise you.
Thank
all
you,
up.
Jesus.
I'm trying to help my
Thank you, Jesus.
Understand that I am not here for fame, for fortune, or for notoriety. I am here because God took me out of a dark pit of my own creation and raised me up to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And that's all to his
Amen.
Glory. So I am just elated. I have a wonderful surprise for you. There is a beautiful young lady over in the mother country. I'm not sure which one. She may be from Nigeria, Precious Emmanuel. I have been playing her music because I understand that the gospel message and the gospel music ministry is global. It's worldwide. When we come back after we listen to this young, anointed woman of God, Precious Emmanuel, sing about
Amen.
The name of Jesus, because there is no other name under which by men, women, boys, and girls must, I didn't say might, I said must be saved. Amen. And that's our mission. That's
Amen.
What drives us. We are compelled by God to tell dying men and women, boys and girls, that there is eternal life, that there is a God, that there is judgment. And God said himself, he said he does not want to see anyone suffer. He does not want to see any soul die. He does not want to see anyone assigned
yeah.
to that eternal place of pain and suffering, which was designed for Satan and his angels. It wasn't designed for men to go to hell. But if you choose to not believe Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, after this earthly life is over, there's no other place for you. It's either heaven or hell. People don't like to hear that, but it's the truth, and we have an obligation to preach it and teach it. Now, when we come back after this, Precious Emmanuel blesses us, she's going to take us behind
Amen.
The veil, and we're going to give God praise right here, right now. I want you to share with us what Christianity is like over in the mother country, Nigeria, and what it's like over here in this country, America, because I've seen sermons where the people over, our people over in Africa, they will stand throughout the whole service. And, you know, sometimes we'll sit and we have to stand for a few minutes. If we have to stand for a few minutes, we start griping and complaining. We got these nice upholstery seats. We got air conditioning. We got heat. But if you love the Lord, you don't mind standing. You don't mind some discomfort. You don't mind just showing God that I'm dedicated. I ain't worried about the discomforts of this life. I am here as a servant of the Most High God, because like man of God, Bruce A. Lipsker, he's going to sing a song entitled You Must Be Born Again, but I'm telling you, Precious Emmanuel, she's going to take us behind the veil, and we're going to give God praise, because there is no other name
Amen.
More precious than the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus. Can Are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Fire, the gospel experience. We are your evangelistic outreach ministry on the internet radio. giving God his just due praise first and foremost. If we do nothing else, God gets the praise. And I promise you, we are here to encourage each listening ear, each listening mind, each listening heart and soul to just join in on us, submit and surrender your mind and your thoughts to all of the wonderful words of testimony about our God, to all the repeated scripture references that we read and that we quote, and just giving God praise. Just take your time out from our busy schedules just to honor God, for he is worthy. The word of God tells us in the book of Matthew, our Lord Jesus himself said that out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. And yes, there is a generation of children that have been touched by God, just like woman of God, precious Emmanuel, is singing about Jesus. This young lady is a teenager man of God over there in Africa, and she is very well known. I don't know if you have heard, have had the opportunity to know of her. And she has been such a blessing to this ministry. And I just wanted to let you know, we got gospel music from all parts of the world. So I wanted to make you feel a little bit more at home by sharing with you another citizen from your country, Africa, which is our country,
Africa.
We were brought here in the boat. Hey, man, we were brought here in the boat, not by choice, but we've made our home here and we've made an impact by God.
Amen.
Man of God, what I want to do, what I want to share with you, I shared with woman of God, your wife, Carolyn Penn Onehi, about a book that I am currently reading. It's called The Whitewashing of Christianity. And this particular book, it emphasizes the origin of Christianity in the far reaches of when the Christian church was first brought into existence. A lot of people that are under this understanding or religion or whatever you call it, of being woke, they criticize the Bible and they short-mindedly think that the first introduction to people of descent in this country was during the time of American slavery, which is not true, during the transatlantic slave trade. That is not true. Christianity had already been embraced in Africa during the time of the early church. And we have patriarch church fathers. Get this book, listeners, The Whitewashing of Christianity by Pastor Jerome Gay Jr., where it emphasizes that there are African descent people that have historical roots in the indoctrination of Christianity in Africa that are being portrayed by Caucasian European people. Now, it's not a matter of issue of race, but I have never believed that our Lord Jesus Christ had blue eyes, had white fair skin, and had blonde hair because he is a man of the Jewish ethnicity. And they look more like people, they look more like people of color than they do how Hollywood has portrayed them. So, man of God, would you be so kind as to tell us the impact that Christianity has in Africa compared to how Christianity is maybe utilized over here in this country? Do you think that we kind of have it easy over here, being Christians?
Man of God, I'm so happy for the background you've just, the foundation you've just laid. I've been to 87 different nations preaching this gospel, and each of them has their systems of, you know, administration and ministry. What I observe, basically, you know, the Bible said that we are in the world, but we are not of the world.
That's right.
The system of government in different places has some kind of effect on the kind of Christianity being practiced. Now, the Christianity of comfort has been practiced now in America is just what the enemy has arranged through the government system for them to believe that, oh, just trust in the government, everything is settled.
Come on.
Just pay up your taxes, do what the government asks you to do, then you can go and rest.
Yes, sir.
They believe so much in their government more than they believe in God. In words, they can tell you that, oh, God first, But in practice, you will see that it's government first. All right? They will not want to miss out in anything that government has arranged for them to do. But you know what? Let the church lay out something. They will give you excuse why they won't, why they will not be in the church. So that is why you don't know that the enemy has agenda for this world, the same way God has a program for the believer.
Yes, sir.
When he
said
that, yes, in this world, you will have tribulation, you will have X, Y, Z. All right? But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Many of them, in the real words of it, in the real sense of it, in practice, they've not come to understanding that they can live the kind of life that Christ has asked us to live.
Yes, sir.
So
come on.
There is this laziness in worship here.
Yeah.
All right? Before I came online, we've been sharing it together. All right? People don't want to owe anybody anything. Stay on your lane. Stay on your line.
Yes, sir. Come on.
This is for
me.
There's too much selfishness in the system.
Yes, sir.
All right? That people don't want to share. Even they don't want to share with God that gave it to them. After giving you 7 days, you can't even spare a day for this God.
Come on.
They can tell them they can obey any other rule elsewhere outside the church. So
yes,
when
sir.
They come to the church, when you tell them, shall we rise? They will tell you that you are giving them commands. They will tell you that the pastor is stressing them. You are too hard on us. You are too harsh on us. But you know what? When they get to maybe for the place they want to pay for, just for their vehicle registration, they can be on the line. They can get to Walmart and be on the line. They want to pay money. And they can stand there for as long as it takes for them to pick their money and get themselves out of Walmart or whatsoever. But they cannot stand even 10 minutes when they come to church. So this is telling you that, you know, the Bible says where the treasure of a man is, you know, that is where his heart will be. All right?
Yes, sir.
Most of them, I was praying with somebody and he told me, he said, man of God, why are you sweating so much? I said, why do you say I'm sweating? He says, like you're just wanting God to do it right now. I said, yes, because I know that God can do it right now. He said, if God didn't do it, the government will do it anyway. And I was like,
come on.
If God didn't do it, government will do it anyway. I said, then why do you ask me to pray? He said, I ask you to pray because they say that we should pray first. So it's not every one of them that comes to church that really believes in the efficacy of prayer, the blood of Jesus, the power of Jesus. They just come because that is what they grow up knowing and seeing people doing.
Yes, sir.
Many are not really convinced of the salvation of their faith.
Wow.
If anything happens right now, you will see people right here, you know, forsaking the faith and telling you that, oh no, I thought I was a Christian. You know, I'm not a Christian. You know, right now as we speak, because most of the things that we are accepting into our system tells you what we practice, tells you what we believe.
Nobody, that is,
you know, I was just speaking with a pastor friend of mine that come listen to me. We pastors, you see ourselves as soldiers for Christ. We are not celebrity. I don't know where we got this theology from. That we are celebrity. We are public figure. Let's drop that one aside. We are soldiers for Christ. And people are a reflection of what they are being taught from the altar.
Yes, sir.
What does kingdom citizen, what does it entail? Are we living kingdom lifestyle? I wanted to go on and sacrifice for God.
That's good, right there.
These are all the things that when revival takes place proper, you will see that this is the kind of teaching that we begin to hear from our pastor, we begin to hear from our pulpit. But listen to me, life is about sacrifice. You say you don't want to die. People are dying anyway.
Yes, sir, every day.
What are we afraid of? Just like what Martin Luther King Jr. said, he said to have a God is to serve him as a God.
Amen, amen,
so,
amen.
We are serving God in Africa or by Nigeria by extension because of this understanding of number one. You know, many people in America have never lived under a king.
Mm-hmm.
They grew up in a democracy whereby everybody think that somebody hold them something somewhere and they owe nobody nothing.
Yeah.
Even God, many don't think that they owe God their life.
We can't spoil over here.
The Bible says, in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. But still, that scripture is being quoted, but the depth of that scripture has not come to many.
Mm-hmm.
That
Amen.
For us to
Amen.
Live is Christ, and for us to die is gain. It has not come to many.
It's gain. Amen.
And not
You're
until
right.
we get to that level. Oh, we'll still continue to joke the way we are joking right now. Because the church becomes too social to the spiritual.
But, man of God, many people are satisfied at the level that they are, not realizing that they are minimizing their spiritual growth, maturity, and effectiveness. My question is that would we continue to follow Jesus Christ if some of our comforts were removed, if life become more challenging, if we were accused of being disciples of Christ, would we be found guilty, as I've heard a preacher say? I think that we have just, like you said, man of God, we have just become accustomed to feeling like someone owes us something, that we feel privileged in some way, because I don't think people understand the true history of Christianity. When you accepted Jesus Christ back in the days that the Bible was written in the New Testament, you were in jeopardy of having your livelihood taken away from you, being ostracized from the synagogues and your family, as well as your life being taken from you. When you made an open declaration to follow Jesus Christ, that's with the understanding that I am subject to violence, I am subject to scandal, to gossip, and ostracization. I think, like you just said earlier, man of God, there needs to be more voices in the wilderness crying out, because in order to light a fire, somebody must be willing to strike the match. And we need more people that are bold enough, that are brave enough.
That is where the problem is.
Yes, sir.
A lot of men of God are enjoying the status quo, all right?
Yes, sir.
Because to them, it does not give them much stress.
Yeah.
You know, there is one thing. When the people are on fire, when there is a revival, there will be less merchandising with the people.
That's right. Amen.
But when the people are cold, when the people are cold, it will be very easy to make merchandise of them in the realms of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But when they are hot for God, some ministers enjoy it this way. Some can even sit down in the comfort of their bedroom and be sipping coffee and put their right hand or their left hand on the neck of their wife and be telling somebody, God bless you there. Can you sow a seed right there? Without doing nothing. White people are dying. Alright? For us to enter countries like China then, we have to enter in the way that we want to come and teach you, you know, English language.
Yes,
if they know that you are a pastor, you are in trouble.
I
all the books, the
it.
Bibles that I brought to Malaysia at the embassy. I mean, at the airport. They collected everything from me. They said, you are free to go inside. But this one, we're not going to allow you to go in.
Yeah.
So in look of all these things, it's making the people to be lukewarm. If today only electricity, let me just start from there. Electricity just go down once throughout the whole of America. Oh my God! Mm. You begin to hear Jesus. Mm. Where are you? You will see the way they've been screaming of Jesus. Mm. I can bet you that during COVID, I was shocked when I saw people fighting just for common tissue paper at Walmart.
Wow!
So people don't know that. All these things that God has given to us, you know, technology and everything, they should not replace and take the place of God in our daily living.
Mm-hmm.
We must know that these are just things that were given to us for us to enjoy life and make life more easy. It's not to fan us to sleep or to air condition us to sleep.
You're right. Preacher. You're right.
I took a friend from here to Cote d'Ivoire for a crusade. All right? When we got there, this bishop said he wanted to lay hand on a demon. When that guy slapped the bishop and the bishop fell down, the following day he changed his ticket. He said God has not sent him again to anywhere than to remain in America. So from that time he has never traveled again. He just sit down here in America and he stopped talking with me. He said that I've took him somewhere to go and disgrace him. I said, well, we said we want to go on mission. And we've gone to mission. You know? So all these are the things that we need to set. God needs to help us to set these people on fire.
Amen.
People need to be taught. Because the scripture, Isaiah 65, that you quoted from, oh my God, speaking about the new, about the millennium, things are still going to get tougher before it gets to that time. And people, and we are not preparing people now for the worst. We are preparing them as if life is just a bed of roses. But I trust God will continue to do what he asks us to do. Many people will catch the fire at the end of the day because I know God is not interested in the destruction of anybody. He wants everybody to be saved.
Amen. Amen. He takes no pleasure in the death of anyone.
No pleasure in the death of a sinner.
He takes no pleasure. Man of God, listen, we have had a wonderful and a phenomenal conversation. I just want the people listening to this broadcast in the state of Arkansas, I don't care if you're in northern Arkansas, southern, eastern, or western Arkansas, all roads will be leading to Little Rock for the Arkansas Prophetic Healing and Deliverance Festival of Fire. October the 6th, 2023, featuring the prominent global American worship leader, Dr. Ron Canole. You talking about a singing, praising God, man of God. We're going to be at the Connor Performing Center, Pulaski Academy, at 12701 Henson Road in Little Rock, Arkansas. You can go to register free at eventbrite.com. You can contact someone to help you with information by calling 501-744-8702. Again, the number to call to get more information, 501-744-8702. And you can go to my Facebook page, Ron E. Jefferson. You will see a flyer there for the Arkansas Prophetic Healing and Deliverance Festival of Fire with the host, Apostle Isaac Olenehi, the man of God that you have been listening to on this broadcast, this coming Friday, October the 6th, 2023, at 5 p.m. You want to be there for this praise and worship and healing prophetic deliverance ministry. Man of God, we are just excited. I'm looking forward to meet you again at this phenomenal event. I'll be sitting somewhere in the front. I'll probably be trying to get backstage so I can meet man of God Ron Canole and take a picture or two and shake his hand and pray over him, let him pray over me. But in any case, I'm looking forward to being there. Are there any closing words that you'd like to share with us? Any closing words you'd like to share with
us? Yes, I want to close it this way. To, as you have invited everybody around Arkansas to come in for the revival on the 6th. Now, there's a special training after the revival on Saturday at the state capitol, right? For prayer warriors, for worshipers, for worship leaders, for kingdom dancers, any part you are playing in the kingdom of God, there's a special training through Dr. Ron Kenoly and other anointed men of God. It's a special training, all right? You'll be sanctified. You're going to go home with one autograph signed book of Dr. Ron Kenoly, all right? You can just register with $45 for that training on Saturday. Come and the Lord will bless you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Come expecting. Come believing. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen. Now, like you might I might have to rent me a hotel room for the night so I can just be there for that special training session as well, because I'm just going to make it just a whole weekend of revival personally for me. And any time that we, the people of God, can come together with the focus and the priority to let God be glorified in our coming together. That's the whole purpose that we come together. God, reveal yourself more to us and use us as you see fit. It's going to be a fire deliverance ministry. Man of God, you have blessed us so. I want you to know you are always welcome to come back to this platform. Anytime that you want
Thank
to come back
Jesus.
And share with
Amen.
Us, you are more
Amen.
Than welcome, my good brother. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Listen, how can you be contacted in case somebody wants more information? Somebody may want you to come to their church, to their event, to their assembly, and preach your word.
That would be so wonderful. That would be so wonderful, because we have a specialized training for different churches, 2 days, 3 days, 1 day, as you so desire it, you know, for your leaders, for your members, on spiritual warfare and watch and things like that. So contact me on 501-744-8702. Once again, 501-744-8702. And you can also go on the page of Arkansas Prophetic, you know, Festival of Fire on Facebook. Arkansas Festival of Fire on Facebook. You can also contact me there. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. I appreciate you so much.
You have blessed this man of God. My prayer for you is that God will continue to lead and guide you to open up your mind, your heart, your soul for more filling of Holy Spirit, God,
Amen.
To lead and guide you to break new ground, to claim more territory for God Almighty, for the gospel message of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the saving of souls, to God's glory. Amen, man of God. I bless you in Jesus,
Amen.
And I thank you for joining.
Right.
Man of God, Apostle,
bless you,
Isaac, Holy Navy was right here on this fire gospel experience, y'all. He blessed us real good. Yes, he did. Lord, have mercy. The gospel message is global. It's universal. It's going around the world and then some. And it will continue to do so because God has anointed people just like man of God, Isaac Olenehi, and his anointed wife, woman of God, Carolyn Penn Olenehi. We are out here doing God's business, doing God's work, not under our own power, no. We have been called. We have been prepared. We have been anointed and assigned by God Almighty to do what we're doing. This is not about for our own edification. We are being supplemented by God himself from heaven. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the privilege to be your workers in the fields of this world. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for discipling us as your people to live by your word, to exude the truth of your word in our daily lives. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for taking us by our mind and using us as instruments so that you can move about in us, the people, the body of Christ. We are so blessed to be called your children. You're tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience. And if you don't know, you are about to get your praise on with some good old traditional gospel music that's just toe-tapping, y'all. It just takes me back because I grew up at a time when gospel music was just so cool. It was just so real. It just made you want to just get up and dance and forget about anything else that's not of God. I promise you, if it's in you, dear God, we want you to get the praise. Here is the gospel quartet performed. In you, Lord, is where we want to be.
I found. Praise Him More 24/7 commercial free radio. Right now, you're listening to radio host Ronald E. Jefferson with Fire, the Gospel Experience. Acquiring from the words of the Hawkins Boys featuring Rance Allen, come along and get on board the joyful train for that ultimate gospel experience with Ronald E. and Lady V. Be blessed as well as be a blessing by sharing your experience and our biblical inspiration and gospel music. Again, with Ronald E. Jefferson, host of Fire, the Gospel Experience, and Lady V, hostess of Praise Him More. Playing the best in gospel music, let us return to Ronald E. and Fire, the Gospel Experience. Be blessed.
Kosiele pipo, anye kwechi anye bate. The kamala nuo, it's just you, God. The sun, the moon, the star, testify that you are.
Among the rocks, hands on earth.
working God is who he is. That's our God. Charles, a woman of God, Selassie Brown. Thank you, man of God, Jason Nation, for sending this anointed gospel artist and this anointed gospel musical message to this fire gospel experience. Here's man of God, Bruce A. Linscombe, because all of this is possible. We're going to be talking about call and answer from Isaiah 65 and verse 24a, because in order for God to call, even while you are making your request known, God is already answering your prayer. Come on, man of God, Bruce A. Linscombe, because listen, he let you know, it's not just automatic. No, you got to be born again. That's the message right here, to be saved.
Jesus told him, you must be.
renewed in your spirit, and I promise you, when your mind is renewed and your spirit is renewed, guess what? The body is going to follow, because the body is going to go where the mind and the spirit lead. Sounds of Man of God, Bruce A. Liskin. And he had that choir behind. They were doing their thing, too. You must be born again. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your sanctified supplement from the Old Testament book of the prophet Isaiah. Yes, he has a word that he wants to share with us, and it is a word that is so reassuring into the heart, the mind, and the souls of us as believers in our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to be talking about call and answer. You want to know why? Well, the Amplified version of Isaiah 65:24a says, "It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer." Not me, not Ronnie Jefferson, no. This is God speaking. God said, "I will answer. And while they are speaking, I will hear." Thank you, dear God. Now, when the Bible says it shall come to pass, we best believe that it shall come to pass. The question for us is, what things shall come to pass? And reflectively speaking, are we ready and prepared for whatever, whenever it comes? Got to go back to Isaiah 65:17. We have to go back sometimes to see how we got where we are and where we came from. Isaiah 65:17 says, "See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind." Verse 18 says, "But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy." Verse 19 says, "I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people. The sound of weeping and of crying will be heard in it no more." Amen. Praise the Lord goes right there, just hearing those anointed words from Creator God. Our Creator God ties covenant with his creation. Our God speaks to us believers in him, Christ, and to the watching world that his earthly creations are not just ambiguously existing. No, our architectural God has a niche to multi-purposing and multitasking his creation. God utilizes the atmospheric, elemental, environmental dynamics to verify his artistic and covenantal components. When God speaks of a new heaven and a new earth, our God delights in bringing to existence those things that his infinite mind conceives. They comprise many factors in function, art, and testimonies which are deeply intertwined. Again, Isaiah 65:17 says, "See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and a people of joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people. The sound of weeping and of crying will be heard in it no more." Now, we as believers in him, talking about our Lord Jesus Christ, are told and expected to rejoice, to celebrate in the knowledge of the deeper rudiments of what God has done and is doing in all the earth. We are knowledgeable witnesses that are enlightened to be great and effective witnesses to an unbelieving world around us. Isaiah 65:20 says, "Never again will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days." And I have to fall back on the birth of my second child, Latina Jeree Jefferson. That poor baby came here with a genetic defect called trisomy 13, which meant her 13th chromosome tripled instead of doubled. I'm in the delivery room, and instead of that big smile and
radiant joy for a new baby, a new birth. It was like the nurses had a dark cloud over them, and I felt something angst in my spirit, and I knew something was not right. They saw what they later revealed to us, a cleft lip and a cleft palate, which they knew was a genetic defect. And that cleft lip and cleft palate also was an indication that there would be genetic defects in the major lungs. So this poor child, Latina Jeree Jefferson, only lived for 30 days. Can you imagine a father going to a hospital, knowing that a second-born infant child is more than likely not going to live but a few days? And that's what transpired in my life. So when this word of God tells me never again will there be in an infant who lives but a few days, I can relate to that. I'm trying to pour a whole lifetime into a little child that will never leave this hospital. I'm feeding her. I'm changing her diaper. I'm loving her as a father would love a child, regardless of any genetic defect, shortcomings, and pouring into this child my spirit, my love, with every opportunity that I have. And also, or an old man who does not live out his years, the one who dies at 100 will be thought a mere child. Hallelujah. The one who fails to reach 100 will be considered a curse. We are not just offered the gift of fully numbered lives, but we will live at the highest level of the quality of life. Amen. Definitely goes right there. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for sharing with us your beautiful spirit. We're talking about call and answer here on this Fire Gospel Experience from Isaiah 65 and 24. Because it's all about getting a deeper understanding of the word of God so that we can be about the business of living out the will of God in our lives, y'all. That's what it's all about. Amen, amen, and amen goes right there. Listen, y'all, I'm just like woman of God, Alicia Renee. She says, I'm here, and I'm here too. Glorify God, because I know I'm a living witness, y'all. I have called on the Lord, and the answer was already on the way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you.
I
God, my God. Thank you, woman of God, Alicia Renee, for taking us behind the veil again and giving God his just due praise, letting us know that God is here and I'm here as a living witness because God is here indeed, indeed. We're discussing call and answer from the Old Testament book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 65 and verse 24. Is our area of concern and attention. Amen, amen. We are just sharing from Isaiah 65 and 20, where it says, never again would there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. The one who dies at 100 will be thought a mere child. The one who fails to reach 100 will be considered a curse. We are not just offered the gift of fully numbered lives, y'all, but we will live at the highest level of the quality of life is what I shared before the music break. Thank you again, woman of God, Alicia Renee. He's here, y'all. He's here. Isaiah 65 and 21, as we continue our thought about call and answer, says, they will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. Who are they talking about? Talk about the people of God. Isaiah 65 and 22 says, no longer will they build houses and others live in them. No, you're going to go from renters to buyers. You hear me? Or plant and others eat. They're not going to steal your supply, your crop, your resources. For as the days of a tree, so will be the days of my people, God says. My chosen ones will long enjoy the work of their hands. The Bible declares that there will be times when we believers in God, in Christ, will be the great beneficiaries who will be the lenders and not the borrowers. And then finally, our key verse, Isaiah 65 and 23, is getting closer to our key verse. Verse 23 says, they will not labor in vain, nor will they bear children doomed to misfortune. Thank you, Lord. For they will be a people blessed by the Lord, they and their descendants with them. I love that part right there. It's not just about me, not just about my generation, but the Lord God's goodness and anointing and gracious generosity to will overflow into the next generation behind us, y'all. And this is why it's so very crucial for every believer in God, in Christ, to study unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth that it says in the book of Timothy, so that we can grasp these great and precious covenant promises from the Almighty One God. These words from God go from the theological to the experiential and applicable, which ingrains our mental faith. And by that, I mean faith has many layers that apprehends all aspects of our nature and our created being. Faith has many layers that address our mental, that address our emotional, that address our spiritual, that address our physical being in totality. Amen. It's the life lived that pleases God so much that he, talking about God, endeavors to overwhelm us with all of his goodness and all of his grace. Amen. And then finally, y'all, our key scripture verse for today, fire the gospel finish, talking about call and answer. Before they call, I will answer. Come on, Lord. While they are still speaking, I will hear. What an amazing revelation that is right there. God hears. He knows. And thank God he answers. This is the ultimate spiritual icing on your cake of faith, if you will. Knowing that our God delights in our meeting him on his high and his holy terms. That's what moves God. And that's what moves God to act speedily and mightily. Hear me. For those who are not just us, but for those that belong to us, God moves speedily and mightily on all of our behalf. Amen. Amen. And amen again. thank you, mighty God, for being a God that when we call, he does answer. Lord Jesus, that blesses my whole heart right here. Here's my homeboy from Oak Park from Michigan, right outside Detroit. He was a special guest a few programs away. Talking about K-Dub. Talking about God is taking this gospel message to the street. Come on, K-Dub.
That music? What do you know? God is good, God is great, he's so amazing. He put me through it, made me see that his love's so gracious. Satan made me feel like I was always locked in cages. Saw the Bible, open my eyes, I kept on reading them pages. Had to focus on a new lane and a new perspective. Standing as a chosen vessel, that's my whole objective. Lord, keep me rooted and grounded in your divine direction. Looked in the mirror, saw a change, man, it's my holy reflection. 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 He's the truth on everything, I gotta praise him, yeah. It's just my message, just to you, we gotta praise him, yeah. Give him glory, give him honor, give him praise, give him you. He the kings of the kings and the lord of the lord, that's why I gotta praise the most high. Yeah, he's that great God, sacrifice his life for you and I. Jesus Christ is the way, Holy Ghost truth, don't let him pass you by. Imagine God, lift the waters up into the sky. Can you believe that Moses turned the staff into a snake? That's why I praise his holy name, cause he's so great. Grateful, thankful for keeping his word in my heart.
K-Dub in the house on this fire gospel experience, because you know God is. That's right. Just fill in the blank. God is whatever you need him to be, but he's going to want you to be what he wants you to be if you want God to be what all that he is. I mean, he's the answer. He's the remedy. He's everything you need. Amen. Goes right there. I want to thank my special guest, man of God, Apostle Isaac Olenehi, for coming in and sharing so much global gospel truth, country, Nigeria, Africa, spreading it all around the world. Y'all heard the man said he's been to 70-something so different countries sharing this gospel message, and I'm thankful and I'm grateful to God for him. Listen, I want to just leave you all with one word. I want to let y'all know that we will be at the
wonderful event coming up, Arkansas Prophetic Healing and Deliverance Festival of Fire, this coming October the 6th, 2023. You can register free at eventbrite.com. You go to my Facebook page and you'll see the flyer. You can contact information person there at 501-744-8702 and be there with us with Man of God, prominent global American worship leader, vocalist, anointed singer, Dr. Ron Canole. I want to leave you all with one final word. And yes, indeed, I promise you a final word is what we need before I let y'all go. The reason we can't find oneness in others is because we can't find oneness in ourselves. Lord have mercy. I hope y'all heard that word. And listen, I want to just thank y'all and bless y'all in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior and Redeemer. And I'm going to leave y'all with woman of God, Nene Vaughn. She's been away too long. We've all been there. I know what that is. We are going to find our way back to God, because when we call, I promise you, he will answer. Until next time, y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our precious Lord, Savior, Redeemer, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Go right there.